Give me an O.
O.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me a T.
T.
What's that spell?
Cross.
Give me an up.
Cross.
What's that all spell?
Cross.
Shut up, meester. Okay, Sawbass is back at Winter Rainbow. I am playing hooky from my children's camp. I still have 8.5 days left. But my dear wife, Kamikaze, drove me down here. And I will drive back tomorrow afternoon. I'm just gonna throw, I couldn't find any of my noses. So I'm gonna have to use my basic proboscis. I have come out with a line, actually, of clown noses and bubbles. I'm becoming a clownglomerate. And I'm sure Martine would approve. One of our great interactions was Zero playing at the Maritime. How many people were? Okay. I was on the bill. And Martine crept up behind me and pulled my pants down. Okay, without missing a beat, this is the cosmos came into me, and I floated to the rear of the Maritime where somebody was making an Irish coffee. And I took the whipped cream, ignoring the nitrous, I squirted it into a giant pie tin. I wandered up to the stage where Martine was enjoying a saxophone solo, and I smushed it in his face, and it was on widescreen big TV. Anybody catch that? After that, we made a truce of no de-pantsing. I am gonna jump into my entirely constructed of hemp. Hemp, hemp!
Hooray!
Hemp, hemp!
Hooray!
Hemp, hemp!
Hooray!
That's what Gurdjieff says. You have to say a prayer 3 times for it to work. This costume is made entirely of hemp. I remember I played an elementary school, and I had a hemp shirt and hemp pants, and I told the children my clothes were made of hemp, and they started clapping, and they clapped for about 10 minutes, and the principal is running around going nuts, and I said, hold it. You could smoke my entire clothes, and you would not get a buzz. You would get a terrible headache. What this kind of hemp is about is taking the pesticides out of growing material that we have to waste on cotton and making it out of hemp. Some of the finest Bibles in the world are made out of hemp. They should stick that in their New York Times. And next, the giant shoes. The original pair was given to me by a clown from Ringling Brothers who heard about my being a clown in the Oakland Children's Hospital, and he was retiring and he wanted his feet to go on walking. So he gave me a pair of clown shoes exactly like this, except from the 40s. And I used to sleep at camp outside by this stream, and this squirrel came and ate halfway through one of my clown shoes. But don't despair. I had a friend who was into horticulture in the Emerald Triangle. Hemp, hemp. And she hired a hippie cobbler to come and actually make these on my feet. He brought wet leather and put my foot on a board and tapped little nails all around it with the clown stuff. And this is stuffed with horsehair, the real deal. The other ones, I'm gonna have bronze like baby shoes. Don't you think that's a good idea? We're in the process of assembling this band called Zero. They gotta come down here. You know, I'm the first step in getting them to come down. Once they're all in place, Howard Cohen will start to wave his hands frantically. Are they here? 10 minutes, okay. But let me lace up. I got busted in these at Diablo Canyon. It was my first Diablo arrest. There were three. And they chased me down in this culvert. And they're up top with the police dogs and the helmets and the shit, you know. And they say, you're under arrest. And I agree, but I try and walk out of this culvert and I slide back down in these big shoes. And I used to ski. I tried the herringbone. It didn't work. So finally, they lowered a rope. So they reeled me up, cuffed me, took off my nose. I was wearing a sleek Italian rubber nose. And, took my mugshot, put the nose back on with the nostrils pointing up. I said, what if it rains? More lately, I get arrested as Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Old people collect stamps. I'm 72 years old and I collect arrests. I enjoy getting arrested for stuff I believe in, like shutting down these assholes in Iraq, like shutting down the Livermore nuclear power weapons station, which I attempted to do in my bunny suit. When I wear the bunny suit, I have around my neck a human foot for luck. And I said to these reporters, listen, you guys want to have some fun? Follow me. And I start walking toward the police, and the police start parting as if I am Charlton Heston and they are the Red Sea. I am about ready to open up the door of the Lawrence Livermore weapons station when the cop gets on the bullhorn. All right, bust the bunny. So they grabbed me, and it was then that I whipped out my get out of jail free card. Laminated. You must laminate your get out of jail free card if it is to work. That's just some advice if you want to get arrested for a good cause. This is a picture that Martine gave me. And he wrote on the back, "To my dear pal Wavy, with mucho love, Martine," and he drew a little picture of himself. And then, on the 13th of March, 2008, I wrote, "Later, sweet Martine, one last blast of saxophone, then shut up, mister." Okay, that's gotta be 5 minutes, right? Okay. Let me introduce my fish. When all else fails, whip out your fish. This is Emmett. He is a clownfish. It all started, innocently enough, when somebody gave me a fish on a strap that was a purse. It was a trout, and I named him Kilgore. And people signed it. Kurt Vonnegut wrote his profile on it. Peter Max inscribed the Statue of Liberty. And these days, I can't take that fish out without a Brinks card. But I was asked by the Grateful Dead to lead a Mardi Gras parade. And I didn't want to go first. And that's when it came to me. Like a bolt of lightning, I stuffed the fish with bubble wrap and put him on one of these dopey leashes, like people used to walk invisible dogs in the 70s. And then I didn't have to go first. And everybody loved the fish. And police would say, "What are you doing?" And I'd say, "I'm walking my fish, officer." And they wouldn't want to go any further than that. That was it, end of discussion. I also suggest in Chicago, a 3-foot inflatable banana. "Just walking my banana, officer." That worked for me when I put together a benefit for the Chicago Eight at the Aragon Ballroom, which began with 50 turkeys under strobe lights. The rock and roll hit the turkeys. First of all, they weighed the turkeys at the turkey rental farm. And I thought, why are they weighing these turkeys? Till the rock and roll hit the turkeys and the turkeys went nuts. Oh my God, give me a Z.
Z.
Give me an Eero.
Eero.
What's that spell?
Eero.
Are you ready for zero? My friend Ken Kesey said, "The trouble with a superhero is what to do between phone booths." This is something to do between phone booths, let me tell you. And these guys are all superheroes. And wherever we go, we take Martine with us in our hearts.